Engineers target cancerous tumors with nanobots. Engineering researchers have developed new nanorobotic agents capable of navigating through the bloodstream to administer a drug with precision by specifically targeting the active cancerous cells of tumors. This way of injecting medication ensures the optimal targeting of a tumor and avoids jeopardizing the integrity of organs and surrounding healthy tissues. As a result, drug dosages that are highly toxic for the human organism could be significantly reduced. This breakthrough is the result of research done on mice, which were successfully administered nanorobotic agents into colorectal tumors. These legions of nanorobotic agents were actually composed of more than 100 million flagellated bacteria, and therefore self-propelled, and loaded with drugs that moved by taking the most direct path between the drug's injection point and the area of the body to cure, explains Sylvain Martel, director of the Polytechnique Montreal Nanorobotics Laboratory, who heads the research team's work. The drug's propelling force was enough to travel efficiently and enter deep inside the tumors. When they enter a tumor, the nanorobotic agents can detect in a wholly autonomous fashion the oxygen-depleted tumor areas, known as hypoxic zones, and deliver the drug to them. This hypoxic zone is created by the substantial consumption of oxygen by rapidly proliferative tumor cells. Hypoxic zones are known to be resistant to most therapies, including radiotherapy. Gaining access to tumors by taking paths as minute as a red blood cell and crossing complex physiological microenvironments does not come without challenges. So Martel and his team used nanotechnology to do it. Bacteria with a compass. To move around, the bacteria used by Martel's team rely on two natural systems. A kind of compass created by the synthesis of a chain of magnetic nanoparticles allows them to move in the direction of a magnetic field, while a sensor measuring oxygen concentration enables them to reach and remain in the tumor's active regions. By harnessing these two transportation systems and by exposing the bacteria to a computer-controlled magnetic field, researchers showed that these bacteria could perfectly replicate artificial nanorobots of the future designed for this kind of task. This innovative use of nanotransporters will have an impact not only on creating more advanced engineering concepts and original intervention methods, but it also throws the door wide open to the synthesis of new vehicles for therapeutic, imaging and diagnostic agents, Martel added. Chemotherapy, which is so toxic for the entire human body, could make use of these natural nanorobots to move drugs directly to the targeted area, eliminating the harmful side effects while also boosting its therapeutic effectiveness, Martel concluded. The research is published under the title Magneto-Aerotactic Bacteria Deliver Drug-Containing Nanoliposomes to Tumor Hypoxic Regions in the journal Nature Nanotechnology. For an alternative approach to fighting cancer, learn how a new CO2 laser technique isolates cancer cells.